It's a big win going on the road.
Yeah, win's a win. We're not too picky about where, when, or how we get them. So we'll take them every time.
Could you imagine at this point before the season started, and I know you came from a lot of success at DuPage, but that you look at the Jayhawk Conference standings right now and you guys are at the top?
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, we had every intention of eventually being at the top of the Jayhawk, just didn't think it would be in year one and didn't think it would be, you know, after six games. But we've been pretty fortunate to, you know, have the ball bounce our way a couple times and you know, didn't think we could take an 0-9 football team and turn them into a, you know, a top 15 team this quickly. But a lot of credit to our staff and our players who believed in all the things that we were talking about early on in January and in the off season, going through spring ball and all of our off season weightlifting and to the, you know, the kids that we recruited and you know, there's a lot of bumps in the road. There wasn't a lot of kids that were excited to come to the 0-9 football team that had won six games in the last 6 years. So recruiting was kind of a grind, especially in the state of Kansas. We kind of got our butts kicked a little bit by all the other schools, but there were a few kids that believed in what we were doing and thought this would be a good place. And now I'm hoping this year's recruiting class there'll be a whole bunch more that like the direction that we're moving.
You lose the first game to Butler, and you hung with them. I mean, it was you know, people that look at the final score is not even close to being indicative of how that game actually played out. And you guys haven't lost since. So let's go back to that game. Was that kind of a springboard for you, do you think?
Well, you know, if you go back to that game, it was quite a learning experience for us, which is what we knew it was going to be. You know, we had a freshman quarterback who got a lot thrown at him in a short amount of time, and that's not a real good opener for him to see some of the blitzes that he was seeing. We had an offensive line that had two freshmen on it that was their first game starting, and three of those starters were kids that played, you know, some on the 0-9 team last year. So it wasn't a real cohesive group, and Butler does throw some complicated schematic things at you and that are very difficult to prepare for when you're, you know, we're just trying to teach our kids, you know, big on big protections and gap protections. And then you have some things that break your rules and those things just kind of blow their mind a little bit. So some of it, and then you throw in the speed of the game at the college level. And then you throw in the speed of the game versus a top five team at the time. It snowballs pretty quick on you. And our defense played really well, and you know, Butler, they had some breakdowns that you know, first game of the year stuff too, that allowed us to shut them out there in the first half. It, you know, it wasn't all, you know, us playing really well. It was some, they made some mistakes as well, but you know, that game allowed me and our coaching staff to kind of prove a point of, you know, you need to pay attention to detail. And you know, I told him right after the game, I said, you know, I'm okay losing football games as long as there's a lesson to be learned. And the lesson that we learned today was, again, focusing on the task at hand, attention to detail, and, you know, finishing drives and finishing a football game. We were pretty happy with ourselves at halftime. But, you know, at the end of the game, you look at the final score and you're sitting there going, wow, we got blew out. Well, you know, what happened in the course of us getting to that point in time, and clearly those are the things that we needed to fix, and we've been fortunate that we've been able to fix quite a few of those things, and there's been plenty of bumps in the road. You know, we were down at Kilgore, we were down at Highland, we were down at Fort Scott and the other game as well, so we've had to come from behind a few times, and in my opinion, some situations where we shouldn't have been behind in the first place. But you know, losing that Butler game and really losing it the way we did helped us get to the point where we're at right now. And you know, I wouldn't trade that in for the world. So,
all right, defensively speaking, if you look, you've given up a lot of points. Has it been, and you know, obviously it's a team that it's a first year put together. A lot of these guys are your guys, but when you look at the defense, are you happy at this point? Can they improve at certain areas?
Well, you can always improve, but yeah, there's definitely tons of room for improvement there. And we just, you know, part of our issue is we don't have a ton of depth. I think athlete for athlete, we're pretty good, and I've been you know, saying that since day one, but, you know, we wear down at times, and we just kind of, we kind of play uninspired at times, and we kind of give some people some free points, I think. And it's, you know, it's difficult to motivate a football team week in and week out. And, you know, I told our guys after the Butler game too, when we lost, I said, you know, look at Alabama. They won the national championship last year. They didn't go undefeated. You don't have to always go undefeated to be a good football team, and you don't have to go undefeated to win a national championship or a conference championship. You just have to limit how many of those that you have happen to yourself. But, you know, for us, it's very difficult to motivate a team week in and week out. But at the same time, when you really don't have a ton of depth and substitutions on any side of the ball, it's tough to get kids to rally for 85 straight snaps or whatever it is that you're taking per game. And I think, you know, we're taking close to 75 snaps a game on defense, and that's a difficult thing to do. And they have some letdowns. And usually if you look at some of our letdowns on defense, it's right after our offense scores. And for whatever reason, I would imagine, you know, they kind of take their foot off the gas a little bit, going, okay, the offense is rolling. You know, we can let up here a little bit, and you know, and then we kind of end up falling behind, and they're going, okay, well, wait a minute, now we got to play hard again. And so we've had some bumps in the road, and it has more to do with us, I think, than our opponent at times. But it is a concern, and it is, you know, something that could be costly down the road. So
when you look at your run game, Tyrese Thomas, and obviously you know him very well from last year, but this is a kid that's won National Player of the Week, and he's also won Conference Offensive Player of the Week. Boy, he's been everything you could have hoped for and more.
Yeah, he's a good football player, and he continues to get better, and I haven't actually looked at our stats yet from this week, but I have to turn those in here in a little bit. But I'm sure he was over 100 yards again, which I think he's been – since game two, he's been over 100 yards every week, and he's, you know, putting together a pretty good little season for himself. And he, you know, probably by far would be, if we had to pick a midseason MVP, it would most likely be him. He just does some things that to be honest, we can't teach. You know, he does a great job of running within the framework of our blocking schemes and things of that sort. But when he gets in the open field is where he really is just different than everybody else. He has such unique lateral movement and horizontal movement that he can make people miss in space that while traveling at a relatively high rate of speed. But then when he gets himself into trouble, he's big enough. You know, he's, you know, probably 205 pounds that he can put his shoulder down and run you over when he chooses to also. So he really kind of has all of the things that you would want in a running back. And most importantly for us, he's does a real good job of securing the football, and for as many times as he touches it, we don't have a high rate of turnovers and stuff like that. So he really has been a good player for us, and I imagine he'll keep doing that in not only the near future, but as long as he gets to play college football.
All right, last thing, you guys have this week off. So I know when we talked even last week and the week before, knowing that, you know, after the Independence game, you'd have the week off, catch up on some recruiting, talk about that. And also the fact that when you guys come back, boy, the gauntlet doesn't get any easier. You have Coffeyville at home.
Yeah, we're going to be on the road recruiting this week and trying to put together next year's recruiting class a little bit, at least in Kansas we will be. So our coaches are actually all out on the road right now, or at least five of them are, and trying to do a little more identifying of, you know, the guys that we may want to go after and the positions of need for us, and hopefully with, you know, very fortunate right now to be in the position we're in, and it seems, you know, it seems a lot of the recruiting battles in the state of Kansas really comes down to winning. Has less to do, it seems like, with location, and has less to seems to do with facilities and things of that sort. And it really comes down to, you know, who played well last year. So we're in a unique situation right now to be able to potentially sway some kids and their thought processes and the recruiting battle, and hopefully do a real good job in Western Kansas here and keep a lot of these kids not only in Western Kansas, but potentially keep them away from Garden City, although they're having a good season as well. So should be some interesting recruiting battles here as we go between the schools in Western Kansas, but I think we at least, our stock has risen a little bit, so we've hopefully got a can keep winning here and sustain this success. But if we can put together a pretty strong recruiting class this year, I would expect us to be pretty tough to beat next year as well.
All right, in Coffeyville, do you plan on, I know you obviously have a busy week with recruiting, but do you plan on going to the Highland game?
No, we won't probably do any live scouting. We'll most likely take next weekend off and recharge our batteries a little bit as a coaching staff and try to come back and have our minds fresh for the next 3 weeks. It's going to be a difficult and intense 3 weeks, but specifically the first two, with Coffeyville and Garden. I think right now as we sit, our next two football games are it includes three of the top four teams in the conference. So between us, Butler, Coffeyville, and Garden are all in the top four right now as far as the playoff seeding. So for us, the next couple games are pretty pivotal in probably how this whole thing's going to finish in place. And I know between Highland and whoever, and Garden still got to play Butler, and Highland I think plays Coffeyville or something like that. Obviously, things could change up, but for us now, we're battling. I think we're with this last win, we're the first team that's guaranteed, I think, a playoff spot. So now I think it comes down to the seeding. So I mean, we right now theoretically could be the number one seed, but if we lost the next two games, we could drop down to the fourth seed. So these are they're two pretty pivotal games for us as far as how the rest of the season will play out for us, and potentially bowl invites and things of that sort. Right, we're 5-1, but if you lose three in a row and you're 5-4, you're probably not going to a bowl game. So we need to continue to win here and continue to do some things to put us in contention for a postseason bid and all that kind of stuff. So most generally speaking, you got to win at least seven, but it's probably more than that. Being that for us, they always say it's better to lose early than late. Well, we don't have the opportunity to go back and lose early. So any game that we would lose, it would be late, and you fall pretty drastically in the standings when you lose late. So, that could affect our bowl picture and stuff like that, which ultimately for us, the only things that we're really concerned about are obviously playing for a conference championship and getting an opportunity to play in the postseason in a bowl game. So that's where our focus is, and right now Coffeyville just happens to be the next team standing in the way. So we'll play it one game at a time and see how it all plays out for us.